February 22, 1946, at 11:55 p.m., a young couple was parked on a secluded road, known to locals as Lover's Lane, just north of Texarkana, after having been out on a date earlier that night. They were then approached by a man wearing a cloth mask who made them both exit the car. He then ordered the young man, 25-year-old Jimmy Hollis, to drop his pants to his ankles, and then the suspect beat Jimmy with a pistol, and he lay on the ground unconscious with a fractured skull. Then the man turned his attention to Jimmy's girlfriend, 19-year-old Mary Jean Larry, and assaulted her, then forced her to run up the road away from the scene. He caught up with her and assaulted her once again, this time beating and abusing her. Fortunately, she was able to flee the scene and contact police. Jimmy and Mary Jean were badly hurt. However, they would survive their injuries. During their interviews with the police, Jimmy and Mary Jean insisted that this man was extremely vicious, and Jimmy warned that if he wasn't caught, he was afraid this man would kill if given the opportunity. Jimmy described the subject as a white male, and Mary Jean described him as a black male. This contradiction would prove troublesome as the police tried to find the subject. This was thought to be an isolated incident at the time, and only after the murders took place in the coming weeks would this event be tied to what would become known as the Phantom Killer.